Thanks, Kate. Good to be here.
You know, you've lived in quite a few places here in the U.S., and you've also traveled around quite a bit. Have you ever been to Kansas before you applied here?
I had never been, and the first time I came here, didn't know what to expect, and I have to tell you, was extremely pleased with what I found, and I'm very happy to be here in Kansas.
Well, welcome to Kansas.
Thanks.
You've made a career not only working in radio, but also in film. Can you tell us a little bit about how your knowledge of film will shape the way you work here at KMUW?
My experience with video goes way back, and I actually was doing commercials way back in the day, and went into public radio after 11 years in commercial television, and I had always loved public radio. I always listened since college days, and I wanted to meet Susan Stamberg and Bob Edwards. I just thought, and when I saw pictures of them, I'm like, that's not what they look like, but because radio voices are so cool. Oh, and the question that you asked me was, I really feel strongly that because the business of broadcasting has expanded greatly into the web, into social media, and into mobile apps, and people are accessing our product in so many different ways, that bringing pictures and video into radio is absolutely where we should be going. And so I really feel that that can enhance what we do with news here.
Since you're new here and you also have a fresh perspective and also a fresh set of eyes to this community, what are some of the topics or stories that you're looking forward to covering here in Wichita?
Well, I've only been here, what, 7 days, I think? And Carla Echols had already planned on doing an interview with the insurance commissioner about the Affordable Care Act. And so we thought, why don't we do a series about the Affordable Care Act? Not about the political debate, not about whether it should be repealed, not about all the arguments that we've been hearing in the media, but specifically about how is it going to affect people in Wichita, people in Kansas. It's happening. As of October the 1st, the health marketplace goes online. And guess what? As of January 1st, we are required to have chosen an insurance company. Now, you certainly don't have to change if you have one you like or anything. So we thought we would go out and ask hospitals and ask emergency rooms and ask insurance companies and find out and ask the people right here in Wichita on the street, what is it that you know about the Affordable Care Act and how it will affect you? And what do you want to know about it? So that's what we're working on right now.
So you've got that series coming up, and then you also have something new that maybe we haven't done on KMUW recently on October 9th. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, along the same lines, we were at a forum to find out what some of the facts are. It was a forum for about 50, 60 people here in Wichita, and I was impressed with the knowledge of the presenter and asked him if he'd be interested in doing a live call-in show on KMUW. I think this would be a great service to our citizens, and they can then ask the questions that they want to ask. You know, they could email us even now at what info?
info@kmuw.org.
Thank you, info@kmuw.org. And then we would be live in the studio on the 9th at 6, from 6 to 7 p.m. You can call in with your question. You can tweet us a question, Facebook a question, and we will have some of the charts available. So visually on the web, as we're talking and taking questions, you will be able to see some of the charts that will help you understand where you fit in to the choices that will have to be made.
So it's going to be a multimedia experience.
Yes.
Excellent.
We hope so.
So, again, you can find out more about that, send in your questions, and also talk to Eileen and share with her your ideas at that info@kmuw.org.
And, Kate, this goes also not just for the Affordable Care Act, but I'm brand new here. I don't know the community. I don't know what's under the surface. I don't even know the surface. So feel free to contact me with information, with story ideas, with information about their group, their community organization, something that's going on that might be interesting. And the best way to do that is to get out there into the community and for the community to come in and tell me how can the news department really be effective here?
I think so as well. Thank you so much for coming on Morning Edition today and also letting us get to know you a little bit better.
Thanks, Kate.
Welcome to KMUW.
Thank you.